This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing.
Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're holding on daf Samach. Now, you'll recall that yesterday we had two Lashonos in Rav Papa in a case where a faucet broke on a barrel and a goy came, put his hand over the hole to prevent the wine from leaking out of the barrel. So according to one Lashon, Rav Papa said that only the area that is immediately connected the hole is considered to be the area that he was nogea in. And according to the other Lashon, anything that was above the level of the hole, since all of it would have come out if he hadn't put his hand there, is considered to be a negea. But the wine as a whole is not considered to be mechubar as one just because it's in the same container. And so today we want to make that opinion actually a function of a machloket tanoim, according to which it'll turn out that it's not la'alocha, because according to this, Rav Papa was going only alibad Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was a dat yachid, keneged the rabbonim, or a dat rabbim. Let's take a look at that today. Says the Gemara, it appears to be we're on the second line. Omer of Yemar Ketanoi. This opinion of Rav Papa, that we do not view the liquid in a barrel as being all constituting a single unit, so that the entire thing would be either mutter or aser, is a machlor ketanoim. It's a machlor ketanoim in a completely different area of halacha, and that is the question of psul of a tful yom of truma, which is similar to the idea of psul of an akum of yayin. The reason that it's similar is because even though normally it would be rather absurd to start questioning whether a liquid is considered to be a unit when it comes to tuma, since it's irrelevant, because even if you would view each molecule as separate, a liquid is always metame, whatever would be next to it, to become a rishon anyway. So this would keep on going, it would automatically affect all the molecules of the liquid. However, as Tosis points out, the unique halacha about tful yom is that tful yom is not metame. Tful yom only pasul, which means that the negia betuma does not go further, by definition. That's what pasuls mean. So that it's very similar to the case of the akum and the wine. If you view the wine as being a unit, as a liquid within a container, the container gives it a din of being one thing, so then the entire container, in the case where the tamei, I mean the tful yom, is in the same position as the goy, and he puts his hand over the broken barrel, so it would be the time of the whole thing. If you hold that liquid is not considered to be one unit, so then it would be matame. When I say matame, I don't mean he would be able to convey tuma, because the tful yom cannot convey tuma to truma. He could only convey the truma in the sense that whatever was nogea becomes posel. So you can see very clearly why it's an interesting parallel to the halacha that we have over here. Now over there, as we'll see, we have exactly the same question. Because
Bishul as well, is there not? With what? Bishul, where one's pouring water in, is it not relevant at all?
Is there, it can depend on the temperature, which one is the ikur, that's already more complex. But over here, we have another question. Our question over here is not the transference of taste and so on. Our question over here is, how do we view a liquid? In other words, a liquid is of course, something that is between a solid and a gas. And the point of it is that there's an interrelationship between the molecules, but it's not a crystallized relationship. It doesn't have any particular form, in which case we should view it as disconnected. That's the question, b'chol, agabe nitzuk, agabe tyra, and so on. In a container, the question is whether the container gives it a sense of the equivalent of a solid, so that now it's all viewed as one thing. And this is a machloket. Chavit shenikba. Here's exactly this case. There's a little hole in the side of a container, or in the top of the container, on the bottom of the container. Now it depends where the hole is. So if there was a hole, ben mipia, ben mishulea, ben mitzida. So now we're talking about on top, on the bottom, on the side, and nagaba tvoyom. So tvoyom puts his hand on the hole. It wouldn't matter where it is. According to the Tanakhama, it would all be Tumei'ah, because it's all one thing. So that touching the liquid at any point is touching all the liquid. Rabbi Yehuda, no, Mera, that's not true. If you touched mipia umishuleha, so if you touched the bottom, we understand, that the bottom, the entire thing, is going to be yotze from that same hole. That would be the equivalent of the sheet of Rav Papa, who says anything above the hole is considered to have been touched by the goy. So if you're anything above the hole, is considered to have been touched by the tfuyon. What it's adding over here is something we didn't take into consideration at all because it wasn't nogea us, was if he touches the top. Now over there, all of the wine that's beneath the molecules that he touches on top are viewed as supportive. Therefore, they're a basis. And as a basis, they're also tame. But how about if he touches the side? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. If it's mitzida, then it's Torah mikan or mikan. So going from the side up or going from the side down, we don't view it all as one unit just because it's in the same barrel. What's kenegadol would be tame. So you'll say, but this only supports the first lashon in Rav Papa, not the ikri amri in Rav Papa. So Tosfos says it's not considered to be a stira to the ikri amri in Rav Papa either, because the Gemara held that the important question over here is the principle, whether it's considered to be a single unit or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a single unit. Now, how much we should be machmir, it could be that by Yayin Nesach, in general, we're more machmir. That's not a question. So we'd view the entire level that would have come out as being connected because of the Chumra Yayin Nesach. But in principle, at least we see that the question of whether you can bechlal start making distinctions in a liquid, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbah. That's what Nim Ketanoi. Omer of Papa. In a case where there's someone pouring from a barrel into a pitcher. So then, if the goy is the one who's pouring, so the Ovid Kechavim is holding the dana, is holding the barrel, and the Yisrael is holding the kuba, which is the empty pitcher. So then, the wine is considered to be asur. Why? My time, huh? Because ki ka'ati mikoach Ovid Kechavim ka'at. In this case, since he's pouring, so that means that the movement of the wine that's being put into the pitcher, is coming from the hands of the Ovid Kochavim, and Mamela, it would be considered to be Osir. And this would be Osir even Bahana'as, as Rashi. The reason being, because it's similar to the case that we had before of Yayin, where Ovid Kochavim was Mozeg, and that was considered to be Kocho. And even though Mi'ikar Hadin, since there's no real Negiah, we said that Kocho is not considered to be Negiah, we said earlier, but as the Gemara said, in the case where he's Mosaic, since there's also the Chashash that will be Negiah, so he said, Lech Lech Amrina Nizira Schor Schor LeKarmel
Otikra. This is not
Mosaic. That's what we said in the case.
But this where he's pouring from one, this is not Mosaic?
No, Mosaic is where he's mixing it with water. And there is something actually touches, his power touches the yayin. Now, the retain is that over here, it's worse than that, because in this case, he's actually, it could be the equivalent of kirkush. What if the point of the pouring itself was to pour it out for Avodah Zarah, in his mind? So over there, we have a bigger chumrah, because we're asking it even ba'ana'az. Even if you don't hold of the pirish, before we had a machlokas, but it was aser ba'ana'ah, or only aser b'shtia, over here you could be machmer, because perhaps his kavana was kavana of nisuch, and therefore it would have been aser. Kocho is where he is allowing something out. We have different dargas. We have direct negia, kirkush, negia de davaracher, and releasing pent up energy, potential energy. The releasing of gravitational energy that's within something, which is being held back until you release it, is called kocho. That part that comes out immediately. Anything that comes out later is called kocho if it keeps moving. That was a guy in Ezekiel. Remember we spoke about those dinim. So before we said kocho, they didn't ask if it was shalom b'kavana. But over here, time is the re. Who's to say this is kocho shalom b'kavana? Since when he's pouring, his idea may be let it go into the pitcher as part of an act of nisuch. In the middle of here, we have to be more machmir. Not that this is the same case as we had before.
And both pouring and releasing the sigit, those are both in sigit. There's no chilek between
them. No, unless he's no chilek. Explain what you mean.
So he's going to tilt the pitcher and pour out.
Release it.
Is that considered releasing to the way opening up the plug on a barrel is going to be considered releasing potential energy?
Well, unless he imparts energy to it.
But if he just turns it in his plug.
If he allows it to spill, so then it would be considered to be kocholamu. Not maga yidei davarach. If he imparts energy to it, then it's maga yidei davarach.
Isn't the lifting imparting energy?
No, that's considered to be secondary. it's the same thing as this. In other words, the fact that initially you brought another is only a grum. It happens to be you who allowed the potential energy to be in the thing. That's true. But nonetheless, in other words, the fact that you pulled the arrow back and then somebody else would release it, obviously I'm a chai of you. So if you pull the arrow back and you release it, it also wouldn't be l'chai of you, other than the fact that kocho is chai of l'gavi nazik and l'gavi ritzicha, initial kocho. Okay, but anyway, this is going a little too far here. So Amar of Papa. I didn't finish here. Yisrael Adana. The Oveh Kochavi Makuba. Now, how about if it's the other way around? The Jew is holding the barrel, and the Oveh Kochavim is standing still and acting as a shelf, basically, for the pitcher. Now, there he's doing absolutely nothing. For him to hold a pitcher from the outside is nothing at all. And therefore, it's just like a maisa itztabo b'yalma. And in that case, it would be completely mutter. The chamer would be shorty. If, however, he moves the pitcher, become excited that to do it, even though it appears to move it, only to make it easier for the guy to pour the wine in, so it would be on its side. At that point, the chamer is osir. Now, the reason we have the isser in this case, there's two lashanes. One lashan, according to Rashi, with some changes that the Bach puts into the Rashi, which doesn't make sense, as it's written, is that where there's a chashash of negiah, and in which case it would have to be talking about where the pitcher was full of wine. So as he turns it to his side, his fingers are right on the top near the wine. But the other lashon is that the turning it to the side itself is considered to be kirkush. And we said that any movement, even if it would be movement ayde dover acher, if it's bekavana, is considered to be osir. It was only kochosh lo bekavana that was considered to be mutter, we said before. How do we know it's shalo bekavana? There's nothing intently that he's interested in doing. He could have held it straight. Now he's moving it. Now you don't know that his intention in moving it is that he's so involved in helping that he only wants to help. And maybe an opportunity by moving the pitcher to splash the wine within it. And if he splashes, it could be splashed out to the Lord Krishna. Who knows what he's doing? I mean, so Mamela, you worry about it. That's the other lashon. Again, the question is whether the context of a gentle business that is not really his business is considered to be shalom the kavana. Remember, we have three dargas in the question of kavana, where he stands to lose money, like the case of the etrog that fell in. There he's clearly, consider that to be entirely shalom b'kavan.
This is the Yahoo.
The Yahoo? Yeah, the Yahoo, exactly. Yeah. And the other case was where he obviously has a job to do, but there's no intent that is so, he doesn't stand to lose anything. He's just involved in doing something else. That was the case of the Medina and similar cases we had. And over here, I mean, there's not even being hired to do this. It just looks like he's being helpful, but it's not obvious that that's his intent. So over there, that's only one Lashon and Rashi. Not everybody has made it to that, that that's considered to be Shalom HaKavona. Okay. Continues, and that, therefore Rashi gives that other pshat. I mean, the other pshat is the chashash of Negiah, but the difference, la halacha, would be whether it would only be a chashash in a case where there's a full pitcher. Only there do we say you wouldn't notice if he sticks his finger in. Obviously, he's got to put his hand into the bottom of the pitcher. I mean, it's going to make everybody question what's going on. You keep your dirty fingers out of my wine. So over there, of course, he wouldn't be able to do it without Nisa. Omer of Papa, Hayovik Echovi. Can we close the door, please? So Omer of Papa, Hayovik Echovi, the Dare Zika, the Gaza Yisrael Achore. Now, in a case where you have a closed container, but the container over here is itself made out of leather, it's Zika or plastic. Now you could actually move the wine that's in it by squeezing the container. So that's the question. Is that considered to be a problem of the kirkush or not? So the goy is carrying now a leather bag of wine. A Jew is walking behind him, so he can tell whether his hand ever sort of snuck in there to open up the Ziploc or whatever he's got on it. And we're not going to be chayish that he actually touched them. So then, it depends. If the bag is malya, if the plastic bag is full of wine, so then it's shorim. It's mutter, because even if he shakes the bag, moves the bag, whatever he does the bag, There's no room for the wine to move outside of its own container. So all you're doing is changing the shape of the container. That's not called kirkush. So therefore, it would be mutter delo mekarkish. It simply doesn't shake. There isn't any empty space. But if it's chaser, then it's aser, because dilma mekarkish. Since the Jew is behind him, he can tell that it wasn't actually touched with his fingers. Fine. Now, in a case where you have a kuba, where he's carrying now an open pitcher of wine, then it's the exact opposite. Because if it's malya, over there you have to be chayish, because maybe it was nogea. So that's the same problem that we had before. There's no such thing called kirkush when a container is open. Then the kirkush goes out. It's not considered, it's not something that you do to shake something in a container and have it splash around. Our only chashash of kirkush was on the zika, where anyway it's closed. So, but on the kuva, which is open, we have the exact opposite chashash. Because if it's filled to the brim, we might not notice that he's touching the wine on the top. Many people carry things along the top and you actually can lose your patience with them because they're not careful not to touch the liquid that they're carrying. Okay, so maybe we didn't notice that he's touching the liquid that he's carrying. So over there, Dilma Naga, and it's us. If, however, it was Chasira, and now the only problem is Kirkush, we have no problem, sure, because there would be no way it could be Nagea without our obviously noticing it. Rav Ashi Amar, I say that you're not taking into consideration another issue. This has become so technical that you've lost sight of the forest for the trees. There's never a problem with a plastic bag. For a very simple reason. Did you ever hear of anybody going into church with a plastic bag and waving it at an idol? Well, I've heard of such a thing. So a zika, ben malaya, ben chasera, shori. It would always be butter, my time, and derech nisuch pekach. Forget about the technicalities about whether it's called kirkush, not called kirkush. It simply isn't done. So when something is not a modality of nisuch, the rabbanim would never goes there. It's as simple as that. Because, I mean, we have a lot of heterim that are based, as Tosis brings, based on this idea now, in which we can certainly be mitzarif, the question of ein derech nisuch, to an overall shaila, whether is it the derech of the goyim that you have to be menasech at all? So then what? You're telling me the rabbanim weren't goyim, whether it's ein derech nisuch or kach. And you've ever seen a Muslim bin Manasseh? So you're going to say that it's considered to be, we should be Machmer, that Kirkush is Nisuch, where there's no intent in Nisuch at all? This is the basis of many of the Heterim, the initial Heterim, the Rambam being Mechalik, between Muslims and in his area and the Goyim, meaning the Christians. Later Pesachim, including Ramah, bringing the fact that nowadays it's not the derech for Christians to go around pouring out wine, you know, that we should be cheshish for Nisach, therefore being Mary Makel, although don't spread it around, as he says. But a lot of the areas that the Gemara says, Me'ikra then Mutter, which is being machmir because of other things, he did a lech lech. In those cases, and certainly in cases where it's hefset, it's interesting. He only brings us a yesh omri. That yesh omri it's mutter, a yesh omri it's only be makam hefset, that it's mutter, and so on and so forth. Because we don't want to be koveya the halacha, clearly. Because it's something that is so much dependent on social mores and the relationships that we have with the goyim and so on. It's difficult to get 100% a clear psak. And these are very, very complex halakhas, even in the distinction, the subtlety of the distinctions that are made in terms of the flow and the negiyah and the dover acher and the intent, and all of these things are interrelated with each other, create many, many permutations of issues that need to be taken into consideration. And so a posek will also need to take into consideration. The das of Man D'Omer would pass it in one particular way and see maybe b'mokam hefsit kedayu to be semichalav, or in this particular location where nobody has been nice. But see, roof the fact that there's a half, and so on and so forth. So, indeed, it's not one of the areas that is absolutely clear how you would paskin in many of these cases. Continues the Gemara now with a new question. We've been talking about a gat, standard kind of gat. Standard kind of gat, you use your toesies on the wine. Toesies. Yeah. But in a ma'atsara that is zaira, now it's very interesting. Zaira means, in this location, it means the use of the screw on a board that increases the pressure gradually on the grapes. Instead of trampling, you turn a screw and you press down on it with a board. The reason that zaira means that, says Rashi, is based on Gidon. Because what it says over there is Vayazer Atagiza. What is that supposed to mean? Usually to be Zore, it's to winnow. So you throw something out into the wind. When you say that he squeezes out the water from the Giza, that's similar to Zore, Znogei and Shabbos also. Because you're separating out the water from the fibers in the same way that if you'd be Zore to the wind, you'd be separating out the chaff from the wheat. Okay, but meanwhile, since in that case, the way that you do it is by squeezing, so now Zaira came to mean to squeeze, because in squeezing, you separate things out.
Wringing it out,
exactly. So this is called a wring it out gut, Zaira.
Schita?
Huh?
Schita?
Yes. Yeah, of course it's that's the whole point of a gut, the schita. The question is how do you get, do you use your own weight directly on the grapes? Do you use a screw device that puts more and more pressure on a board? Or do you stand on the board? Which would be sort of a mixture of the two. So there says Rav Papa that it would be mutter, because I mean there's no real in that case there's no negia to the wine at all.
This must be a source of interrogation being
turning the screws. Rez Rav Ashi, Vitem Rav Shimi Barashi says, well, now it really depends, you see. Because if it's directly Bikocho, now let's say that he actually stands on these boards. So it's a direct koach of the akum that's transferred into, and this is Bikavona, obviously. So over there, Kuli Amalo Pligi, they also, over there for sure it would be also. That isn't the question. His weight directly on the wine. So that would be awesome. Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, obviously, in conjunction with the Chumer of Ravuna, that's considered to be a movement of the wine in the gut. So that's definitely also. The question over here is, ki plige bekoach kocho. Here the question is, suppose he turns the screws on the board. Now, it's true that those screws are a mode of transferring his muscle power to the board, which then squeezes the... But that's already koach kocho, it's two steps away. And that's the question, and that's the machloket over here about such a thing. On the contrary, what Rav Ashi was saying about the psak is that when it comes to koach kocho, everybody would definitely agree that it's mutter. The machloket was only if he actually gets up and stands on the wood. In fact, there was an actual maisa of koach kocho where he was turning the screws, and Rabbi Yaakov ben Arpa Kod answered it. Okay? Now, as we're going to see, there's a major question by Kocho if you were involved as a helper. Because when it comes to Kocho, if there's a need for help, then it's not considered to be directly his Kocho either. So then there's a question of Siyua, which turns Kocho to be meaningless, or Kocho to be meaningless for sure. But how about if it's just a formal Siyua? He's really doing the work and you look to be working. Right? That's not really called Siyua. It's a Siyua to let be mamash. Legabe, many halachas, if he could achieve it on his own, even if you are doing work, it's considered to be Messiah alet be'mamad. That's a machloket, whether we would apply that here. But it's always useful. We'll see later on that indeed we apply this halacha in cases where people were carrying the barrels and so on. Always be there to help, because that way you reduce the problem of any type of kocho negia, because then it's irrelevant. But we'll be getting to that later. Now, ruchavita, there was a barrel that cracked. And it was ifka ala orcha, the crack went straight down vertically, which means that it separated into two parts. And it was about to, actually, and you're watching this crack, and this guy jumps, and he grabs the two sides of the barrel, gives it a big bear hug. Now, over there, there's actual movement, because he pushes it back together to hold it. So Raphram Bar Papa was matir. Shaya Raphram Bar Papa, say it was Ravuna Bereder of Yoshua. He was matir to sell it. The Zvuni loved the Kochavim because all that he did over here is maga, but not kishkush. Why was it maga? It was maga yedeyacher because he was moving the wine back together again when he pushed the two parts of the chavit back together. And over there, it's without shikshuk, it's maga without kavana, he's trying to be matzilit. So we don't asr it b'hana'ah, we only asr it b'shtiyah. And therefore, he was matzir selling it. But hanimil de pokal or kak, this is only where the crack was vertical. If the crack was horizontal, then even though the guy jumps up and stands on it to prevent seepage, but there's no movement at all, because the top of the barrel anyway sat there. And that's not considered to be a visible movement, sealing up the crack to the extent that it's not going to seep out. In that case, it was matter even to drink from it. What is it? The guy is basically, I am a rock. Okay, so a rock doesn't aser. So therefore, this guy in this case is not going to cause movement at all. They found a guy standing in the gut of a Jew. So now the question is, there's always some moisture there.
It's empty.
It's not completely empty. Okay, it's damp. Yeah. And that's our problem. It was empty, obviously. It's irrelevant. But it was damp. Now the question is, what is the din to be matir now? Do we view that dampness as being a problem for the gut? Remember that there's ways of being mashed the gut, but you have to wash it out, and you have to dry it with dirt and wash out the dirt. It's like a whole complicated thing that we'll see later on. How far do we go? Yeah, the dirt absorbs all of the moisture. Then. So Umar of Papa, it depends. The classic definition of damp is tofeh hamanat latia. The halachic definition of meaningful liquid is that it has to be damp enough so that if you touch it and then your finger touches something else, the something else will also be damp, will perceive its dampness. So that's called tofeh hamanat latviach. If ika tofeh latviach, then you're going to have to go through the whole rigmarole of hadacha together with niguv. And that's really a three-step process of first absorbing all the moisture with afer, washing out what that is, then putting a new afer to absorb that. Then, of course, the rest is a cleanliness issue. That's your problem. But if it's not tofeh hamanat latviach, then bahadacha be'alma sagile, it should be mutter just with washing it out. Now, this bothers Tosis very much. Tosis, the Rashbam, asks, I understand, if it's wine, it's wine. If it's not wine, it's not wine. I mean, if tofeh hamanat latviach is a definition of liquid status of the wine, so then why would you need hadacha b'chol? So he is mechadish that there is a different question over here. Not about the nature of the liquid per se is considered to be a liquid that you need to get rid of. The problem over here is it considered to be liquid enough to be nogea belia, that which is balua inside of the gut? Then you have to draw it out with the eighth. That's how the Rashbam learns. Other Rishonim say there's no difference. The idea over here is simply a question of marit ayin. If it's not tofeach hamanat latviach, it's bechlal not considered to be a liquid. And be'emet, you could use it as is. Except people will say, what's going on over here? Okay, so wash it out, maybe, so it looks clean. But if there's actual liquid there, so then you're dealing with standard yayin nesach at the bottom of a gut. Well, that's another question. That's the Shalamin Benino that we've been talking about. We haven't gotten to the real issues of Bittul yet. Oveit kochavi shenimtzah made betzad abor shel yayin. And again, you see how flows right in, the Gemara flows right into the Mishnah. We've been talking about when he's standing in a gut. Now, how about if he's standing next to a full bor? We don't see any evidence that he's touched anything, but we walk in and there he is. What is he doing in there?
Somebody's
not being
here.
So now it depends. Now, if he has a lien, now there's two ways of reading this. He could mean he has a loan due to him from the man who owns the bar, alav. Or it could mean he has a lien against the wine in that bar. We're going to talk about that in the Gemara. So if he has a lien against him, whoever him is, because in Hebrew him and it is the same thing, so then the wine is aser. And this is a general rule, is that where someone is nitfas alav kiganav, if he's in a position where people can walk in, and he's going to be looked at as, what the heck, and you dial 911 or whatever you dial for the cops in that area, he's not going to be someone who's going to enjoy being caught. And therefore, he's very on edge, it's not involved in nisuch. But if he has a business there, in which he says, this kite never paid me up and I came to collect my money, You know, so then what is he? He's not afraid of being caught there. What do you mean, what am I doing here? So then you have to be chayshish. So im yesh lo milva lav, it's usur, because he's not frightened of being nitvas kaganav. Ein lo milva lav, then it would be mutar, because then we can assume that he wasn't going to touch it, and then he'd really be in trouble, because if he invaded the guy's own rishus, then a suit against him will be considered very seriously. You call the cops, I found this guy. Well, did he do any damage? Yes, he ossered my whole house. And then, okay, so then if he's a ganav, let him pay. Now, in a case where, that's interesting, this too is Nageya, the Gemara immediately prior, which is the new idea that we introduced of Derech Nisochika. How about if the guy falls into a bor, and now he's drowning in the bor, and then Ve'ala, now it doesn't say if he came up live or dead, but anyway, we fished him out. So, Madado, Bekana, or if he measures the wine, that was the case we had before. Over there, it was with Kavana, but it was Kavana for something entirely different. Or, there's a bug on the top of the wine, and he flicks the bug off with a stick, so he tees it at Sirah Bekana. Or, the wine was foaming, and it was coming out of the bunghole. Richie, what's happening to you today? Shall we bring in oxygen? You're kidding. Yeah, but the machine last night was feeding you carbon monoxide. The Arabs were burning. I don't know if you noticed the stench. It was horrible, man. So no wonder you're looking like you're... We were injecting you all night. You slept in the garage, left the motor on. So if now the wine was foaming up because of the fermentation, and again, he takes this thing and he flicks off the foam that's bubbling out of the barrel. B'chol elu haya ma'aseh ve'amru yimacher. Now, there were cases of these things, and Allah alamaisa, they said it should be sold. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says there's no problem here at all. There's no need to sell it. This is not considered to be an act of nisuch. Natal et achavit. How about in a case where a guy gets angry, takes a barrel, v'zarka b'chamoto lebor, and he's furious at the way, whatever, he's not getting his money, whatever the situation was, throws it in his anger, and we'll see whether this word b'chamoto was the girsa here with the medayiket later in the Gemara, into a bor, zehayama said there was actually an event like that, b'beit sha'an, v'hichshiro, and they were matir the wine in the bor. So this opens up a lot of new issues we haven't gotten into. Let's take a look at, first of all, the nature of the mill.
Did the wine break out of the...
No, no, it was empty. He was just mad. But it was nogea al yaday zrika, is essentially the situation. Karmo Mizrahi? Oh, we'll see. That's exactly this case. They filmed it, I hope, to be able to show this in the classroom, what happens if somebody falls... Zichron Yaakov.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. Omar Shmuel, when it says sheyesh lo milva alav, it means he has a lien on the wine. Now, there's a lien against the guy, because having a lien against the guy is not going to give him a sufficient answer when the cops are on. So, v'hu sheyesh lo milva al oto yayin, Omar of Ashi, you could actually see that Shmuel is right from a diak in a Mishnah. Matnitin name daiket. It's now we're going to see very soon that if a Jew is working for the OU, and he's trying to produce a wine in a non-kosher winery in order to sell under the OU, which, it's that time of the day, ladies and gents. Look how he jumps up when he gets us. That's what we should do, maybe. That's the idea. That's the idea. I should actually program his number into... I'll do that tomorrow. That should be fun. You got to remind me to have it all ready. Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, but that was something I'll wait for.
Hey, Richie, how can we thank you enough for all of the ongoing humor and pleasure that you give to the Daf Yomi?
Well,
indeed. That's Richie?
Really?
Gosh, I always thought he was a young guy. Hamitaher Yeno Shelovet Kochavim. So if somebody is producing wine for a goy with a heksher, that's called Metaher Yeno, and it's putting it out with a kosher for Jews, and the deal is that he's going to pay for the wine when it's sold. Now he leaves it, meanwhile, in the goyish winery after he cleaned everything out, obviously, made it mutter to use, closed the wine. Now here the shayla is here. Rashi learns it's talking about that he has the keys, and there was a chotam. We're going to see later on that that's not so simple, and Rashi himself asked Harota, there were two madurot in Rashi, but we'll get to that later when we're at that sugya. If the goy writes that he has no right to take this wine for payment. So he writes a receipt, even though he never got the money. He writes a receipt, he kabalti mimcha ma'ot. Then it's mutar, because now the guy is not going to want to be found next to the wine, ruining the whole production, and so on. Aval im yirtze Yisrael otzio vein manuchot shiten lo ma'otar. If, however, the goy has every right to be there, because even if the OU wanted to take out the wine, he wouldn't allow them to take it out. So then if they ask him, so what are you doing here? He says, I don't trust you for the money. So zehayam ma'aseh be'beit shan va'asru. In that case, they asered the wine. But note, it's only because in menichot. It's only because he would prevent them from actually removing this wine. How many chod, despite the fact that obviously they owe him for the wine, and he doesn't have a receipt. The Jew doesn't have a receipt. He didn't write him it kabalti. That nonetheless, it was considered to be mutar. So what does that show you? That the meaning of fear and non-fear, in terms of what are you doing here, is defined by having the right to take this wine, not the right to have something of yours, because I have a lien against you in general. And therefore, shmamina milva loto yayin b'inan, it would have to be that you would prevent him from being able to take out this wine, where you have an excuse for being near this wine, only that's considered to be the fear that will be nitvas kigana. Shmamina. This apparently is a good riot to Shmuel. Nafal lebor v'alah. The guy falls into the bor and then gets out. That doesn't say alive or dead. Says Rav Papa, well, he only gets out dead. I mean, obviously, lo shana ela sha'ala mate. Because if he was ola chai, so then it would be usher. Why would it be usher? Amr of Papa, because baby, it's Thanksgiving Day. Amr of Papa, the Dome Aleke Yome Dam. And the guy's, oh my God, that was fun. Can't believe I made it out of there. So on his way out, he'll certainly be Manasseh. I mean, why not thank the good Lord? Madido Bekana, Tekole Eloha Yomaseh, Ve'amru Yimacher, and Rabbi Shimon himself was Matir. You know, at last we got somebody, you just, you know, this business about it. Yeah, you can sell it, but you can't drink it. Or you come on with a clear psak. He should have brachas on his head. At least when he's matir afilu bishtia. The only time that Rabbi Shimon is asr, he asrs it completely. It's either mutter or asr. This business of trying to figure out all of these delicate differences in cases where it's mutter for this, not mutter for that. You could sell it, but not this part that's this. Or you could sell the whole thing, but you can't drink it. This is driving me crazy. At last, we got somebody who makes the Masecht understandable. Zalazayin get benched. Amrib Chiyabarayt. Say they had their problems with Avodah Zarah also. Amrib Chiyabarayt, Abba Bar Nachmeni, Amrib Chista, Amrav, Amrib Chista, Amrib Ziri. Halachak Rabbi Shimon. And that's how we paskin. Whereas others say, Amr of Chista Amrli Abba Bar Chanan, that what Ze'iri said was, Alach and Rabbi Shimon, unfortunately, ain't Alach and Rabbi Shimon. But it was a good try. Natal Chavit, Vizarka Bechamoto Lebor, Zehaya Maaseh Bebeit Shan V'Yekshiru. Omer of Ashi, look, the rule is that anything that would be metame in the case of a zav is osur by an ovik of rich. You left that door open. All of that noise. Kol shebe zav tame. Now we know that the zav has a halacha that is very similar to the case of the akum. That is hesait, unique halacha of a zav. That if something else is moved because of the kach of the zav, it's considered to be tame. Normally, that's not a way in which you're metame thing. So whatever would be tame by a zav, By an Ovid Kochavim, an equivalent situation would be Osa Yayin Nesa. Now, we're going to see that this really is not true, and that there are cases, many cases, which are Tamei Bezov, and would certainly not be the equivalent of by Avod. For instance, I mean, even a seesaw situation by Azov, in a case where you were standing on one side of a scale, and you lifted up something, that would be Matame. By the similar case, we're going to see later on, cases that are similar, is not considered to be Yayin Nesa. The point of this comparison, says Tosfos, is only to make it very clear that in the same way that you understand that a Zov couldn't possibly make something Tomei without a direct connection. So throwing something and causing movement would never be Matame. That's true about Yayin Nesach as well. That's the point. It's Lav Davka. But certainly what it means is if you throw something into the wine, even if it would be Bekavanah, it would be completely Mutter. And Bovet Kochovim, if it would be Bezov Tahor, Bovet Kochovim, Eino Osi Yayin Nesach. Now this seems to be aimed at directly what our Mishnah's case was when a guy threw a barrel into the boar, and that's a problem. Because as Ravuna points out to Rav Ashi, here it says, Eit Ravuna Rav Ashi, Natala Tachavit Vizarko Bechamato Labor. He threw it in anger. And the point over there was that it was Shelo Bekavanah. He was trying to express his frustration. But suppose he wasn't expressing frustration. Suppose indeed his Kavanah was to throw it into the boar and maybe cause movement. So there it says, Zehayah Ma'aseh Bebeit Shan V'Yichshiru, but suppose this is only Bechamatoin, but Shelo Bechamato, if he had just actually thrown it in, Bekavanah lo, they would never have been Machsherit. Which is Mashma, that a guy who throws something at wine would Aser it. And certainly by a Zov, if he throws something into a Kli, he's not going to be Metameit, even if the Kli moves. Says Gwenona, the case wasn't quite as simple as you think. Hatam de ka'azel mineu mineu. What it's talking about over there is not that he lifted, you know what a barrel weighs? He'd lift up the barrel and throw it into the bar. What he was doing, he was so mad, he rolled the barrel and kept pushing it. And at that point, we're afraid that when he got close enough to actually let it roll directly into the last push, that maybe he was close enough to be nogea in the bar already. So there it's because of a chashash of maga. That's the issue. And over there would be sort of maga, ayyidei davar acher, shlobe kavona, which Tosa says, but that shouldn't be usher at all either. I mean, we said maga without kavana, if Zayadei had davar acher, would have been mutter bichlal. Okay, but this is the way Rashi understands it. We'll talk a little more about this machlokas and about this tomorrow. Kitanoi. Chavit shenikva ben mipia ben mishulea ben mitzidea v'nagavot v'yom t'me'a. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mipia mishulea t'me'a. But mitzidea would be Torah mikan or mikan. Omer of Papa, veko chavim adana. V'yisrael akuba, then the chamra is osir, maitema ki ka'ati bikoach veko chavim ka'ati. But the other way around, where the Yisrael is holding the dana, and the oveko chavim is holding the empty pitcher, then the wine is even mutter. If mitzadik tzeduti, then it's aser. Omer of Papa Hayovik Kochovim, the Dari Zika. The Kazel Yisrael Achore, to make sure he doesn't touch anything. If the plastic bag is Malya Shori, because it's not Mekarsh Kech. But if it's Choser, it's aser, Dilma Mekar Kech. If it's an open Kuba, then on the contrary, only if it's Malya is it aser, but that's because Dilma Norga. But if it was Chasera, then it's Mutter, the Lo Norga, and there's no such thing as Kirkush in an open thing while you're walking, because you're certainly worried about the pouring it straight out of the container, since there's no top on. Ravashi says it makes absolutely no difference. Zika ben Maya ben Chasera, it's mutter. Maitaima inder nisuch bekach, in a closed container. Ma'atzra zaira, which is through pressure, not through stepping on. Rav Papi Shari, Ravashi Vitema Rapshimi Barashi Asa. Now, the question is, how do we understand that machloka? So bikocho, kulayamalo pligidi asa. Ki pligid bikoch kocho, or ikidamri, bikoch kocho kulayamalo pligidi shari, if he's putting on the screws. Ki pligid bikocho, avi uvda bikoch kocho, and nonetheless, asar Rabbi Yaakov ben Harpakot. Ahu chavita de ifka'a vertically. So Idrei Ahuav Ekechamin grabs the two parts of the barrel and chapka. So Shaya Rav from Bar Papa, something was Zvune Brother of Yeshua, Lizvune Elohavit Kochavim, but not to drink it. Vani Mile, to Pakalo Urka. Ava, Luputia, where over there the wine was seeping out of a crack. Afila Bishtia would be Mutter, Maitaima, all the guy was doing was a Maasel Veinaka Avit. Ahuavit Kochavim, the Shtakat Avikoi be Maatsarta. Om Ravashi, it depends on the status of the liquid. Then you need the whole shebang of the hadaka and the nigov. But iloba hadaka b'yama sagile. Ovid kachavim shenim tzab omeid b'tzara bor shoyayin im yesh lo milva alav asur. Ein lo milva alav mutar. Nafal le bor v'yala madado b'kana. It is at a tzira b'kana. Osha yamat piach piach avid mirotachat, b'chol eila yoma asev amru yimacher, and Rabbi Shimon was matir even b'shtia. Natalat achavit v'zarka b'chamato lebor, ze hayama asev b'beit sh'an v'ichshiro. Omer Shmuel v'ush yesho milvaloto yai, Omer Vashi, yep, matiti nami deka. Tetzana metaher yeno shel aviko chavim, v'notino b'reshuto v'ala kotev lo, hitkabalti mibcha ma'ot, mutar, because the guy wouldn't dare go in there. Ava im yirtze Yisrael otzio, vein menichot yiten lo ma'otav, ze haya ma'aseh v'etshan v'yasro. Taim v'dein menichot, ha'menichot shori, sh'mamina, mil v'loto yayin b'inan sh'mamina. Nofal lebor v'yala, omrev popo lo shon v'lo sh'ala meit, ava lala chai, asur, my time, omrev popo, the domi alay k'yomi dam, Mother Dobikana Kalila Yamasev or Muyimachev, Rabbi Shimon Matir, even Bishtia, Amravada Baravahai, Gezunta from Kop, Yanukhol, Rabbi Shimon Brachota Roshok, Shumatir, Matira Phil Bishtia, Joser, Serafilbana, Amrafia Breda Abba Barnachminim Rafista, Marava, Amram Rafista Maziri, Aloch Rabbi Shimon, Ikadi Amram Rafista, Amarli Abba Barkanan, Hochi Amra Ziri, Aloch Rabbi Shimon. What a shame that ain't a lock your shimmy. Natal chavit v'zarko b'chamatola bor, zayah ma'asev yekshiro. Omrevashi, kosh b'zav tamei bovit kochavim, o se yayin esach. Kosh b'zav tahor, bovit kochavim, eno se yayin esach. Eit ve'ruvin omrevashi, natal chavit v'zarko b'chamatola bor, zayah ma'asev b'chan v'yekshiro. So, v'tzoni b'chamato, b'chamato inch, lo b'chamato lo, hatem deka azamin eumin eim. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle. We're holding on daf Samach Amud Aleph, Maseches Avodah Zarah. Yesterday we saw that there were two lashonos in Rav Papa about what happens if the faucet shoots out of a barrel and the goy comes and puts his hand on top of the hole to prevent the wine from coming out. So according to one lashon, only the area that's mamish keneged the berez is aser. According to the other lashon, anything from the top down to the level of the berez, since it's all basically going to pour out of this hole, and in his putting his hand there, he's making it, he's supporting it. So only that is aser, but what's beneath is mutter. Today the Gemara wants to show that that sheet of Rav Papa was based on a sheet as yochid, and that it's not la locha. Because the Gemara says today that really the lashon of Rav Papa is kitanoi. And we're holding now about Samach Amud Aleph, the second line, Om Rav Yemar kitanoi. I'm just using it to get out some of the moisture in the air. We'll turn it off for the moment. Om Rav Yemar kitanoi. This that Rav Papa said is dependent on a machlokas tanoim as follows. Chavit shenikba bein mipia bein mishulea bein mitzideha v'nagabo tful yom tmea. So the chachamim over here say that if there's a hole in a barrel, it doesn't matter where that hole is, whether it's on the top of the barrel, on the bottom of the barrel, on the side of the barrel, and the tful yom touches that barrel. Now here it's not nageah, of course, the dinim of yayin nesa. What we want to know is,
which part of the barrel is considered to be the negiyah of a tfu'l yom. Now this is a very strange idea, because normally we look at water. I mean, if for one part of it is tameh, it's the time of the next, but it's not shy to say part of a bottle is tameh, part of a bottle is tor. It's a crazy idea. But as Tosfos points out, the din of a tfu'l yom is he cannot be metameh anything. He can really only passel. The difference between passeling and being metameh is that a psul is megeya, the thing, the object itself that he touches. Whereas tuma means that the kayach of that psul can cause the psul in something else. So normally, by definition, tuma is communicated. You can't locate it and say, here's where he touched, but the next piece of liquid he didn't touch. Because we're talking about tuma. Mashenke by tfu'l yom, since that tuma can't go further, we don't say each piece is metame, another piece like an electromagnetic wave that goes through the whole, that we wouldn't say, because it's not metame. That's the whole distinction between tome and psul. Mamela, we need to define, what did he touch? What did he touch directly? And that we're saying, according to the Tanakhama, he touched everything. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, turn it off if it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer. If he touches the top of the barrel and that's where the hole is, or he touches the bottom, then everything is tameh. Because if he touches it from the bottom, the entire thing is based on that bottom. It's like he's touching the whole thing. It's all similar, olaf. If he's touching it from the top, so then it means that he's touching everything that's beneath it. But the question of Minat Sadim, because the original Lashon is brought on the side in the Mishnah, the Gemara changes the Lashon of the Mishnah a little bit. Minat Sadim, Mikan or Mikan Tohor. To either side of the place where he actually touches, it's Tohor. So that's really the basis of Rav Papa, that Negiya Minat Sadim is not considered to be Negiya. But here we see, in the context of Tfu'l Yom, that that's really only the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, not the sheet of the Rabbanan. Therefore, we should know that Rav Papa was applying the shita and Rabbi Yehuda Lagabi the dinim of psul tfu'l yom to the dinim of yayin nezer. But like, according to Chachamim, where we don't see that we can make this distinction about Megia, so then in Hokinami, Rav Papa's psak would not be Megia, and the entire obviously would be considered to be touched. Now, another issue would be Obrav Papa. Let's say that you have a goy that's going to pour out from a barrel into a pitcher that somebody is holding. So if the Ovek Chovim is holding the Dana, he's holding the barrel. And the Yisrael, he's holding in his hand the Kuva. So he's holding out a pitcher. And it's being poured by the Ovek Chovim from the Dana into the Kuva. So then the Chamra is offered. Because my time, he causes the Kayach of Ovid Kachovim causes. Oh, since it's coming from the Kayach of the Ovid Kachovim, and he knows that it's wine, so as we said before, that's Oser. But if the Yisrael is Adana, and the Ovid Kachovim is Akuva, then the Chamra is Shori. On the other hand, if the Jew is the one that's pouring from the barrel, and he pours it into the pitcher that's in the hand of the goy, so as long as the goy doesn't move around the pitcher, it's mutter. But this is dafka if he holds it steady. But imit tzadik to do the aser, if he turns it to the side a little bit, or if he moves that pitcher, then the wine becomes aser, because that's the same thing as kishkush with the yad over here. It's called kirkush because you're being mecharkish it from the outside. You're shaking the wine that's in it from the outside. And the male of the wine is usher. Now, that's not necessarily the pshat, as we'll see in a moment. It's possible that the meaning over here is that since he moves it from side to side, the wine is mecharkish to the top of the container, and he may have touched it with his finger. And then already it wouldn't be negiyah yedei dover acher, and then it would be mutter. Now, Rashi brings both possibilities, we'll see, that it's really dependent on how we understand the sugya coming up over here.
Liquid who flows out, that what he touches.
Sorry?
The liquid who flows out, that what
No, but when you're holding it, as you're holding a container like this, the container shakes, so already your finger can come into contact with what the liquid in the container, and then the whole thing becomes awesome. Now, I mean, we have to remember, we always have a question when we say Aser, or we talk about Aser Ba'anor or Aser B'shtiyah. I mean, that's always the Shaila here. Rashi says over here it's Aser even Ba'anor, because he sees this as the wine that was poured by a guy who knew it was wine, which is Kayachai, and he says it's Aser Afilu Ba'anor. Now remember, we had the Pshat in the Rambam and the Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, that wherever we have an iser that's only because of leich leich, then it's not considered to be an iser hanor, for sure. According to Rama, it's even mutar b'shtiyah. According to Rabbi Natan, it's mutar b'hana'ah. And the shaila is over here, I mean, if, as Tosfos points out, that if you go according to my pirush that I said before, that the wine will never be iser b'hana'ah in this case, that over here, there's another question, which is, and we mentioned this earlier, legavi, the part that was poured out itself. That over there, it's a derech nisuch to pour, just like it is on the mizbeach, you put it into a cup and you pour. So it could be that we're being more machmir here, because it could be that there was a kavana, since you knew it was wine, to actually do a maisa nisuch, literally over here, to aser it, even ba'ana'ah, in which case it would not be because of the leich leich. If it was only because of leich leich, then it would be stam aharchoka. So that's one possibility over here. As again, the other possibility is the chashash of negia, and it has nothing to do with leich leich. Now let's take a look a little bit further and see how this thing plays out. The shail of whether it's the shaking of the kli or the possible negia. So Omer of Papa Hayovit Kuchovim the Dari Zika. There's a guy who's carrying now Zika. Now a Zika is a leather container, and you put wine in it, you tie up the top, so that it's just basically sealed. If you shake it up, nothing comes out of the top, because it's a closed, it's like the hour sense of a closed barrel. Yeah. A Jew is walking behind him. So it's clear to the Jew that the guy never opened it up to put his finger inside. So there's no kashash of negia. What's the halacha over there? The din is that if it's malia, shori, tulum karkesh, if the thing is filled to the top, then it has no room that you can shake it. There's no empty space in the container. Memela, there's no chashash of kirkush. Because you can't, remember we said before, if you move your hand inside of the thing, you move the wine around. So over here it would be the same thing if you shake it up from the outside. If there's room inside the container, so then it means that he detached some of the wine inside the container, and that would be an act of nisuch. But over here, since it's a zika, it's sealed without any airspace. You squeeze it, you get all the air out, and then you tie it. That's the way it remains good wine. So there would be no problem. But if it's chasera, if however it has air in it, now it's aser, because even though you're walking behind him and you see that he didn't put his finger in it, nonetheless the wine would be aser because we have the problem of the shaking it. And the shaking it is we saw before, is the equivalent of nisuch. So we'd have a problem of kirkush. Ravashi says, no, that's not true. Zika, bein meleya, bein chasei rashori. My time ain't derech nisuch lekach. But to say that somebody takes a closed container and shakes it up is not the way that you pour out wine. You don't worship an idol like that. So since it's not derech nisuch lekach, we don't have any chashash, because you can't do an aveda like that. An aveda like that. Machenke, on the other hand, if he's carrying something that he could have actually touched, that's where you would get a problem. So memela, in a case of a kuvia, there's I skipped the first pshat in Rav Papa about the kuva. Kuva malia, if on the other hand you have now an open container,
that is full, so then you have an iser, because maybe since it was full to the brim, you might have been nogea in it. Masha'in came, if it's chaser, there, since your fingers aren't going to come to touch the wine, and what's your chashash? That an open container is going to shake up? Nobody shakes up an open container. If you shake the open container, it pours out. Masha'in came by the Zika, this is what the Tanikam held, the Papa held. Whereas Ravashi says, no, there's never a chashash on a Zika, because ain't there of Nisof Bekach. Now, how about a Ma'atra Zaira? How about a gut which is pressed through using the way that you would use an olive press? You put a korah down on, instead of the approach we've been talking about until now, you spread out the grapes and people walk on the grapes. Here you take the grapes, you put it into a piece underneath a korah, and the heaviness of the korah squeezes down on the grapes. Now the truth is, normally there is a screw device on top of this that you screw to exert pressure on the korah, and as it goes down, you give it more screws, and you keep adding to the pressure on the korah. Now, Gemara hasn't been clear, so when you're using a ma'atzra zaira, you're using a gat that is being pressed by a piece of wood. So what would be the din? It's not clear what exactly he's doing. So we have a machlokas like this. Rav Papi says it's mutter. Rav Ashi, or some say it was Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, says it's aser. But we don't know what the case is. So we'll explain it like this. If it's talking about that the guy stands on top of the wood, let's say. Now he's pressing down on the wood that presses the grapes. So that's keichai. And over here it's keichai where he knows precisely what he's doing. And therefore, it would be aser. Now, the shaila is, what's the case exactly? There's two levels. You could be standing on it, you could be screwing it. So that would be already at one step removed. It's a big koko, kuliyam lo pligi di aser. The whole machlokas, according to this approach, is the koach koko. You're the one who's screwing down the upper screw that presses down on the korah that causes the pressure on the korah. So you're not directly touching the korah. You're simply turning the screw. So that's where the machlokas is, because that's koach kocho. Now there's another pshat, but this is the opposite. That bekoach kocho, for sure it's mutter. Kulei amalo pligi deshori. Ki pligi bekocho. The only machlokas is if you're standing directly on it. But if it's koach kocho, there'd be no machlokas. Now there was an actual mice out of Uvda the Kayaf Kerchon, and Rabbi Yaakov Minahar Pakod said that it's Asa. So he obviously held that the Machlokas was talking about the Kayaf Kerchon. And he was paskening, like Rav Ashi or Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, that it's Asa. Now, Hu Chavrita, the Ifka, there was a case where a barrel cracked, and it cracked the Orcha. It cracked along its height. So in those days, the barrels weren't the wooden barrels that have the metal to hold it together. They were made out of cheras, and when you saw a crack appearing, a likelihood of the whole thing would split into two pieces, and you'd lose all the wine. So a guy who was there jumps over to the barrel, and he puts his arms around it and hugs it until they could come to save the barrel, in order to prevent it from falling into two pieces. So, Aide Ahu Avitokavi, Chovka, he hugs the barrel. What's the din of the wine? So, Rav from Bar Papa was mater. Sharia Rav from Bar Papa, Vitaim Ravuna, Brother of Yeshua, Lizbuni Lovikavavi. He said you can sell it to a guy because there wasn't any shirkshuk over here. But over here, fine, it would be similar to a Nogea, a Yedei Dover Acher, perhaps. But over here, he certainly is being Isaac not in Nisuch. He's being Isaac in preventing the barrel from falling apart. So maybe there would be no Isur Hana'ah. But Hani Mili de Pak'ala Orcha, the only tzad of Is is where it was cracked along its height. Avaluputya, if it cracked along the width of it, so then, even if it would crack all the way around, I mean, it doesn't, the wine doesn't pour out, the top is still sitting there, it's leaking.
So if the guy now stands on top of the barrel to add his weight to prevent it to leak, so it's like adding another stone on top. And he's not pushing the wine in any way. He's not being negia the wine. So there it would be mutter even b'shtiyashori. My time up. All he's doing is adding another brick on top. There was a guy who was found standing on the press, a Jewish press. Now, over there, it's not talking about a case where there was actually wine here, but it was still damp from the wine that had been there. So the things that he touched were awesome. If the wine that's there is sufficient wine, it's wet enough, it's still damp enough, that if you touch it, then what's on you will damp something else if you touch that. So it's wet enough to be wet something to make something else wet. So then it's considered to be real wine. And you'll have to do what you usually do in a gat that had a yayin nesach in it, which is, at least the Gemara holds now, lemaisa, we'll see later on in the Masechta that we have rayas that we don't paskin like this, but that you require washing it off and then drying it with dirt to absorb all of the water that had absorbed wine in it, which is called niguf. V'yilo, however, if it's not that damp that it could answer something else, so then, dampen something else. So then, even just washing down without any niguv afterwards, which is to use dirt to absorb it, it would still be mutter, and it would be sadly, that would be sufficient. Here we have an interesting case. We don't know what happened. We find a guy walk into the press, and there is a guy who's standing directly next to a holding pit of wine. It's not his. So the shaila is, do we have a chashash that he was menaseh the wine or touched the wine that was in the bar? So in yeshlo milva alav asur, eno milva alav mutar. If he holds a mortgage on that wine, that he'd be able to collect a debt of his against the Jew from that wine, then it's usher, because then he feels that he has nothing to fear from going in there and touching the wine. Who's going to say something? If they say something to him, he'll say, look, man, you know, this is my wine, basically. That Jew boy is never going to pay me. And I have a mortgage on the wine, so mind your own business. Mamela were cautious that he actually goes through, he touches it, he could be menasech. Masha'in came in, milva, love, mutar, he doesn't have a mortgage on the wine. Then we don't have a chashash. If he's caught touching the wine, it's exceedingly embarrassing. What is it? It's not your wine. What are you doing? So then it's mutter, we're not chashash. How about if a guy falls into a bore of wine? So now we're going to fish him out of the wine.
What a way to go.
Now the shailah is, what happens to the wine? So if he was no follow bar, the Allah, we take him out of the bore. Or he measured this wine using the measuring rod to see how much wine there was. Or he sees a bug walking on the wine, and he takes this kana and he flicks the bug to get the bug out of the wine, and meanwhile he touches the wine with the kana. All of these cases would be cases in which, in the cases of the kana, of course, would be cases which is namely naga, yidei, where he's Torah to do something else without a kavana for nisuch at all. So in all of these cases, or even a case where hayam matpiach apir chavit mufachat, there's a barrel that is bubbling up and the wine is coming around the edges, and he hits the foam to get to stop the foam from bubbling so it won't go all over the floor. So he just slaps it down. So in all of these cases, there's actual ma'aseh, halacha ma'aseh. V'amru yimacher, they said they think it's sell the wine, meaning it's mutter ba'anah. And as we saw before, Rabbi Shimon Shita is that it's mutter ma'amish. In this case, even for shtiyah. So Rabbi Shimon matir. Natala tachavit v'zorka b'chamato lebor zehaya ma'aseh v'yipshiro. Now suppose he takes a chavis and he's angry and he throws it into the bor. Not that there was wine in it. Stam, he's mad. So he's throwing things around, and he throws a kli into the wine. So now he touches the wine al yedei dover acher, but he's not in touch with the dover acher b'shar that it touches the wine. So it's his keyak that's in the thing that he throws, but there's no direct attachment to his hand at that point. Zayah ma'aseh, there was indeed a ma'aseh like this. The Akshiro, they said it's mutter even to drink, because it's not considered to be maga at all. Omar Shmuel. Yes, of course. Yimacher means that a Jew can't drink. It's also, Yimacher essentially means it's also b'shtiyo mutar b'hana'ah. It's an easy way to say that idea. Mutar also b'shtiyo, so you have to sell it, you can't drink it yourself. But you can sell it and keep the money, so it's mutar b'hana'ah. Omar Shmuel says, Shmuel, let's not misunderstand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that he has a loan against that wine, it means he has a mortgage on the wine. Doesn't mean he has a loan that he could collect from the wine. No, Stam, he has an outstanding loan against the Jew. So you're going to say, because he has an outstanding loan against the Jew, so he's not worried to go over to the Jew's refrigerator and take out his wine. So that's not true. What are you going to say? What are you doing in his refrigerator? Well, he owes me money. So I went, that we don't say that. We're chashish that he's going to take. Mashenke, if he has a mortgage against the contents of the refrigerator, then it's a completely different story. What do you mean? Basically, I own this. He pawned it, essentially. I gave him money, and now I own this until he pays me back. I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah later that you're absolutely correct. Nitznan ha-metaher yeno shelo beit kochavim. Metaher yeno means somebody who's working for a kashrus organization. That's what it means. And he, the guy gives him the keys and so on. He's doing the work in order to, that the guy should be able to sell now with a hefshir. Like your wine in France that you keep talking about. And over here, the question is that he needs to leave the wine meanwhile in the rishus of the goy, because it's owned by the goy. So he's not no rishuta. Vahala kotevlo, if the goy writes to him, he's kabalti nimcha ma'ot. This wine is paid. So in other words, I can't stop you from taking this wine. Now, lomaisa, in writing this wine is paid, obviously the Jew still owes him money for the wine because he never paid him. The only function of the receipt is that basically he's agreed that there's no way that he can be ma'akev, the Jew, from taking the wine out of his rishus. Why is that advantageous? Because that's exactly the reason that we're not going to be chayshed at him for going into his own rishus and opening up the wine and ruining it, you see. Because since he said it was paid, so now, what's he doing there? Why is he touching the wine? So Mamela, that's considered to be, even though it's in his rishus, we trust that. Now, even though he said it was paid, obviously you still owe him the money. So you see that if you don't owe him money for this specific thing, it's not that this specific thing is mortgaged. If it hadn't been paid, then the wine was mortgaged. He said, what do you mean? I'm not letting you take the wine if you give me some checks. But if he said it's paid, it means you owe me the money, but I can't stop you from taking the wine. That's exactly the issue that Shmuel raises. And what it says is that if he wrote that it was paid, then the wine is kosher. Haval. But on the other hand, im yirtzeh Yisrael lahotziyo ve'ein mei micho ashiyiten lo ma'otav, if he didn't write that it's paid, so that if the Jew would want to take out the wine, he wouldn't be able to take out the wine if the guy says, I want my money first, before you take the wine. Zeh haya ma'aseh b'beit sha'an. Now this was an actual story in Beit Shan, and they said that all the wine was osir. Why is it osir? Because, well, what's to prevent the guy from going in there, even though it has a chesim and everything else? He'll say, look, it's worth it for me. I'll open it up anyway. I want it. I don't care whether he sells it or not. So zeh haya ma'aseh b'Beit Shan v'asro. So you see that the only reason that it's osir is because he can prevent him the ein menicho, because he has a mortgage on this particular wine, because he never paid for it. Ha menicho, but in the case where he says that it was paid, and he's allowing him to take the wine out, even though obviously the Jew owes him money, because he never even paid for the wine, so he owes him money for the wine. That's not considered to be a reason to be facetious that the guy will now go and take the wine, even though he could say, well, he never paid me. What's the point? That he owes you money? So what? So therefore you go and take his things? You ask him for the money. So you see here in this mishnah the difference between a mortgage and between a loan. So Shema Mina Milva Loto Hayayim Mina. What we're talking about over here is a loan on that wine itself, a mortgage on the wine. Shema Mina. Here we indeed see from the mishnah that Shmuel was completely correct. Yeah, what's
the problem? If the boy gives the 10,000 dinars and says, listen, you are owing me for this 5,000 liter wine, and I will be there, then you don't cheat me, and then he comes here.
And then the wine is straight.
The wine is straight.
Yeah. For sure, in that case. That's even a worse case. Now, the next case in the Mishnah was, what a way to go. And indeed, says Rav Papa, yes, it has to be what a way to go. If the guy never drowned in the wine, it's going to be usur. Because if he falls into the wine and we get him out while he's alive, then it's a holiday, man. Right? And he's going to be so happy that he got out of his life. On his way out, he's going to be thanking the good Lord and pouring out the wine as he comes up. Swim your way to heaven. So, lo shana al sha'ala mace, it's only if the guy was dragged out dead. Aval Allah chai osir. My time on Rafafat, it's only alaiki yomei dam. What do you mean? That's like Christmas. Of course it's going to be osir.
So if the guy dies, then it's okay.
Then it's okay. We don't care.
The Mishnah killed three Jews for the...
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that Mesa time.
Yeah.
In Rishon LeZion. No, it was a Mesa. The workers died. Yeah, they apparently overwhelmed by the fumes of the wine. They lost their balance and they drowned. Three people. I remember it was fairly recently. It was 5 years ago. See, I mean, yeah,
huge.
Huge, man.
Yeah.
What did they do? They asked for them?
Mordo
Bekona Kol Elo Hayam Maasev Yomru Yimachev Rabbi Shimon Matin. In all the cases where there was an Egiya, where the person was Torud in other things rather than in actual Nisa, Rabbi Shimon was Matir even Bishkiya. Omrivada Barava, now that's what I call a Pesach. Yanu Kol Elo Rabbi Shimon Brokos Al Roshay. Man, he goes, he says what he holds. He goes, he tells you a straight thing, not a little bit like this and a little bit like that. When he's matir, he says, no drink, it's unto hate. When he's answers, he answers, and he says, that's it, you can't, you get thrown out. Don't. The other ones are saying, well, maybe don't drink it, but sell it. And say, I like that kind of approach. That's the way to go. Some say it was Rav Chista who quoted the Iri. That halakha is like Rav Shimon. Whereas Yikidei Amrim Rav Chista Amrili Abba Barchon and Hachi Amrim the Iri. Others have that Rav Chista didn't hear himself, but he said that Abba Barchon told me that Ziri said halakha Rav Shimon. Unfortunately, they ain't halakha Rav Shimon, but we won't talk about that. Natal chavit v'zarka v'chamoto lebor zehaya ma'aseh v'yekshiro. So if the guy takes something out, he throws it because he's angry. He throws it into the bor. So they were matir this halakha l'maisa. Omer Rav Ashi, kol shebezav tamei, bo'ved kokovim osei yayin nesach. Kol shebezav tahor, bo'ved kokovim eino osei yayin. This is the second comparison that we've had with the dinim of Tuma, and the very before we had about the Tvul Yom, who was Miniach Yodai. Now we're making an interesting comparison, which is very misleading. Because the truth is that a Zov has a completely different type of Tumah, which is called Tumas Hesed. Tumas Hesed would mean to move something even without Negiya. Now there's no such thing in the Kaaba Yayin Nesach. And the very fact that it's using Zov is extremely confusing because it's Mashma that it's talking about specifically Tumas Hesed. Mashenkin is all the Rishonim point out, on the contrary, the din over here is not Nogea Hesed at all. It's only Nogea the Maga of the Zav, because Hesed does not have any application. Lagabe, the din of Yayin Nesach. So the din would be, therefore, here, that if you throw something, if Zot throws something at something, that's not called anything. It's not even called asset. Say, Ravuna Luravashi, Ravuna asked Ravashi from our Mishnah. Natalata Chavit Vizarkava Chamotolabor. Zehayama said the Becha Anvi Yechshiro. So now, the Mishnah says if the guy threw something in anger at the bar, but suppose it wasn't in anger. Now, if you're inserting the issue in anger, the mashma'ut is that the only reason we say that it's mutter is because he's torn in something else. So he's angry, or it's like the case in which he was being made, or in which he flicked off the bug with the kana. In all those cases, his intent was not to do what he was doing in terms of nigyaniyah. In mashma, that the reason that we say b'chamato is because it's one of those cases, which that's not what he's thinking about, that's not what's on his mind. But suppose Lamaisi would have thrown something at it with an intent that it should shake and jiggle. So then it would be osur. But you're saying kosher b'zav is not tamei, so by the yayin it would also not be netzach. So how do you explain it? Here the mashma'ut is that the yayin would be osur. So you see b'chamato in shalom b'chamato lo. Says the Gemara, the case of Zorak doesn't literally mean Zorak. The case of Zorak means the guy's playing soccer. And therefore, it's ka'azel minei minei. He's constantly, he's bouncing it over there. You know, he keeps pushing it. He gives another push. So he's kicking it with his foot. He's getting closer and closer. So now, since he's going all the way up to the bar when he throws it in, and the bar now becomes his basketball hoop, so there, we're cautious that there was maybe a negia. That's the point. But Erochinami, if it would be really throwing it from a distance, then it depends. I mean, obviously, if he's, who are those 7 foot ones, the famous one? Yeah, so they don't throw, they just put it over, you know. So that's maga. that's not Zrika anymore. Good.